Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome in on a Tuesday. We have got a jam-packed show today. We've got an update on the Michigan quarterback situation.
Do we have a beefy show?
We got a beefy show, according to Jeremy Otta. I'm just being serious. Have you ever heard of someone describing a contract as beefy?
No.
Between Otto's fantasy football reset yesterday and then this, I don't know, man.
He keeps us.
We may have to go to the update guy portal.
Nah, he keeps us.
Is there like an update guy from Old Dominion who wants to come to the big leagues and do some update? I mean, Otto, beefy. What?
Otto's good.
Beefy. Otto, you're fine. Beefy. That's something.
Like chunky soup.
We are also going to have a good time at 4 o'clock because there's no city in America who cares about backup quarterbacks more. Oh, good. We got something for you. We're going to show you just how ridiculous this is. But what we should start with, Rico Beard, in an upcoming episode of the 5-Star Zone, you had on Tony Garcia, Free Press, and an update on the Michigan quarterback competition. And I think it's interesting. You know, yesterday there was a one-liner somewhere in here about who wins more games, Penn State or Michigan. And we all said probably Penn State. They're probably just a tick better than Michigan this year, and they don't play each other.
Right.
Usually it's an auto loss for James Franklin. People got all upset. Oh, how can you say that? You know, oh, in their feelings hard. All right. So it seems fitting today you have an update on the quarterback competition.
Yeah.
And here are your two.
Oh, no,
five.
No. Because it got narrowed down from five. And he was like, no, it's really three. And of the three, it's really just two. Your quarterbacks for this season will either be Alex Orji, who is just a read run option type of quarterback, or Davis Warren.
Who?
Yes. I think he came into 2020 class as a walk-on.
Oh, great.
He's become try-hard guy who's elevated his way, kept his head down and just worked and didn't transfer out. And yeah, because during that time, all you were hearing was Shea Patterson and Joe Milton. And then, oh, we just got this quarterback that
you know,
we took
Joe
out
Milton's
for a cheeseburger.
A golden penis.
And he could throw the ball 70 yards.
Just ask Wolverine writers.
Well,
they all still swear he's a blend of Brady, Bledsoe, Mahomes, and Josh Allen. And with a touch of Cam Newton style.
I remember people saying, back a couple of years, I'd take him right now as the first overall pick. So he could throw the ball 70 yards from his knees. I'm like, that means he's down.
So Davis Warren,
Davis
a walk-on.
Yeah.
And Alex Orji, who potentially can't throw a forward pass. So here's the question.
Jack Tuttle is the, in case of emergency, break glass because he's been there.
And he's 30.
Get this, 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 30 years old. So David is now disheveled. No, don't be. I want to ask a simple question. And it's just like off of yesterday where a number of the ticket texters were in their feelings. What is your reaction to this being your two quarterbacks? Are you more confident you're going over 8.5 or less? David is like shaking in his boots, but I know what's going to happen. You'll just say he's not a Wolverine fan because he doesn't subscribe to the cult, you know, newsletter. But David, go ahead. I mean, I don't believe Michigan. I think they're very much an 8-4, at best 9-3 football team. I don't think they'll be bad. I don't think they'll be good. And you go, well, how can you say 8-4, 9-3 is not good? Well, when you're favored in 8 or 9 games, I mean, you kind of just basically lost any game of anybody with consequence.
Well, here's how you could also put that, Mike, for Wolverine fans. It's the same way of saying Ryan Day could be on the hot seat when he wins 90% of his game.
Right. But, David, you're not taking this news well. I don't know who you thought your quarterback was going to be. I'd love to hear about it. Like,
well, I played David a little snippet that he got to hear that the people will hear later on today when Evan finishes with it. But it broke down. If Orji is your quarterback, then yeah, a lot of read option, you know, maybe look at the one receiver and just take off and run type of thing. If it's Davis Warren, who, you know, Tom Crawford, a good friend of mutual friend of ours, has been on since all summer long. He's a JJ light. So you can kind of run the same offense with him that you ran last year, but you got to hope that your 5 offensive linemen who are all brand new actually pan out. So,
David, reaction to it. I mean, we're just having some fun with it.
Yeah, my reaction to it is exactly what I told my barber on Friday. I am worried that we don't get to 8 wins.
Oh, come on.
I'm worried that 7 is the number, and really? I've been hesitant to say this, but it's more including the quarterback with everything else that you lost, along with trying to then find the quarterback in games, has me worried that you can end up in a situation where you lose a game that you should not have lost because that quarterback could not get you out of the situation.
All right, so let me ask this question. Maybe this is the way we can have this conversation with Michigan fans, and it'll be simplified. What is the floor for Michigan football? Rico had the interview. It's either going to be Davis Warren or it's either going to be Alex Orji. What's the floor for Michigan football this year? And if you care, the Vegas over-under is 8.5. What's the floor? David is establishing a floor that even I think is a little bit negative. But I'd like to know what you guys think. Again, I didn't think JJ was the greatest thing since pants with pockets, but none of us denied athletic ability. And when you spoon feed him big time throw, he can make some laser beam throws. You don't have that.
Okay. To clarify, the floor, all things being equal, you suffer no major injuries or just things happen.
No. You approach a floor where you never can bake in, like Utah last year, losing Cam Rising, losing every running back, and then Vaki had to be their starter, losing Kuthi.
Right.
You can't bake that in.
Okay.
It's just a, in your mind, non-catastrophic situation. What's the floor? A normal amount of injuries, a normal amount of turnover luck, a normal amount of projections coming true. What is the floor for Michigan football this fall?
I got to go with David. I think the floor is 7. The floor, 7 and 5.
Listen, we're talking through it.
And I will say this. The floor is 7. Because I have a black. I do. But the floor is 7.
Unbelievable. I thought it was rhetorical. It
allows me to go to all the different Planet Fitnesses. I think the first two games will really set the table. I mean, Fresno State is a game that everybody's just kind of shaking off like, well, we got this. Fresno State, you may win that one, but that's one where I think you're going to sweat this a lot more than you thought. You're still going to be sitting in the stands in the third quarter thinking, oh, I thought we were supposed to go on the boat for the last couple. No, we need to make sure this game is in hand. Kind of like when I think they played Air Force one year and it went down to the final few minutes and you're like, wow. This could be a problematic year. 7, I do. I think 7-5, only because if you get the quarterback situation right, David, then you may be looking at a 10-win team. But if you don't, that's where you start playing the or game. It's either this guy or that guy. Then you get factions in the locker room because now, you know what? you throw to the receivers, but this guy, you know, he favors these receivers, or he favors love. Like, that's where the problems can come in. So I would say 7-5 floor.
All right. See, Rico, you mentioned the one game, the first game. There's two games that I have circled here that concern me. And don't laugh at the second game that I'm going to say here, but it's at Washington. I understand they've lost a lot as well, but that is the very first road game for whoever's playing quarterback, whoever's playing on the offensive line. That is the very first road game of the season. And that part of it concerns me.
The funny thing about that, David, and I think that this stat will probably change now that you have four West Coast teams in the Big Ten, but Big Ten teams in the regular season do not fare well when they have to travel across the Mississippi River. That's just factual. That's not me being a hater. That's pretty much every school. When they go out to play in California in the regular season, or they go to Oregon, or they go to Washington, or they go to Arizona.
If Washington were any good, I would go with you. But fellas, they're juiced to the under 6.5. I mean, they're going to struggle to make a bowl game. That's a bad football team. But look, what is the floor? Rico's episode of Five Star Zone will come out later today. Full deep dive into Michigan football, Tony Garcia, the Freep. And one of the things he said is, here's the two guys that are really in competition to be starter, Alex Orji or Davis Warren. All right, that's your quarterback. I don't think anyone's going to mistake either of those guys for a second-round NFL pick, much less a first-rounder. So what's the floor? See, for me, the floor and the ceiling are all the same. Like, I believe they're either an 8 or 9-win football team. It's why I wouldn't touch their over-under.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think they'll be fine enough. I still think they got enough talent to be favored in probably 9 games.
Well, the funny thing is, Mike, we're also leaving out one other thing.
And you'll tell us about it next.
And I'll tell you about it next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A great workout deserves a great reward. Treat yourself right with new coconut smoothie bowls made with fresh fruit, purely Elizabeth granola, and now creamy coconut. You earned it. Grab a treat you can feel good about only at Smoothie King.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com. All right, we'll get with the people here in a second. David, Ticket Techs. We're having some fun. Rico had Tony Garcia, the Freepon, on the Five Star Zone. Comes out later today. Full deep dive into Michigan, the quarterback stuff. And it's basically down to two guys, Alex Orji, Davis Warren. If those are your quarterbacks, what is the floor for this football team?
And here's the other thing that I teased, Mike. What could also affect the floor of this team? We still don't know what the NCAA is going to say and what the distractions will be from the fallout. If it's a slap on the wrist, then you know what? You go on business as usual. But if the penalties are harsher, you got to think that that's somehow going to infiltrate the locker room. And now it's going to be a whole lot of woe is me.
Sparty. David, what do you have for the ticket text before we get to the phones?
I can't stand Michigan's cult, but I only see 3 for sure losses, Texas, Oregon, and Ohio State, and then maybe one slip, so the floor is 8-4.
That's where I'm at. I think at minimum they're 8, at maximum they're 9. They kind of just are what they are, as Rico has said, and it's not an insult, but you'll take it that way. They're kind of an Iowa team. Mm-hmm. Like, Iowa's never terrible because they can rely upon their defense and special teams. They're also never that good because they're really limited in certain things.
Because occasionally you're going to have to put on a drive where you have to score a couple. You got to score 10 points in the last 4 minutes, and you may not be able to do that.
Go ahead, David. Sorry.
Donovan Edwards doesn't have a Doak Walker type season, then this is a 500 season because they don't have a proven quarterback or a prolific offense. That is from Frank.
The concern with Donovan is he's never shown an ability to be a bell cow. He's been a really good complementary player, but he's not Blake Corum. He's yet to carry the ball 20, 25 times a game. He's always dinged up. I don't know. I think it's a concern.
Yeah,
because you also don't have great depth at running back.
No, and I think when it comes to Donovan, we all look at the national title game where he just looked like it was his coming out party. But before that, Mike, because we talked about him also on the podcast, he didn't have a great season.
He didn't even have a good season.
I think he had like over 300 yards rushing, he had some 200 yards catching out of the backfield. I think the stat that really got me was he got you 14 first downs.
His season was a nothing burger.
So if he's Donovan of the championship game, because you see him on the cover of the EA Sports game, and it's like, oh, well, you know, he's got to be good. And it's like, well.
No, actually,
and
a couple higher ups at EA are Wolverines. Facts.
And, yeah, there's that brand new offensive line, once again, that I keep harping on. For 3 years in a row, they had the best offensive line, and then they were finalists last year. And last year's line, you saw, was not as good as the previous years. This one may take a step back from that, and they'd just be a regular offensive line with a quarterback who may or may not throw the ball.
Where's the floor, Kenny? These guys are at 7. I'm at 8. Where are you?
I agree with the 7 take, primarily because of something Rico just said. New offensive line, you don't know what you have in your quarterback, so that's a combination for disaster, plus how good really is Donovan Edwards. It's 7 for me. And that's, I know, lowballing it. This is from a Georgia fan who has no say in this race. I don't care one way or another.
No, it's listen, it's a step lower than I am. I'm at 8. They're at 7. Let's see what Michigan fan has to say. David, go ahead quickly.
I'm a Michigan fan. I see them only winning 5 games this year.
On.
This year is going to be a disaster.
Come on.
And then you have the other end of it. Georgia just won back-to-back championships with a former walk-on quarterback. Floor is 9 wins for Michigan.
Your problem is no one's comping Davis Warren to Stetson Bennett. I don't know. I don't know how your tiny brain works. That's okay. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, hey, Mike. What's up?
Yeah, I'm a big Michigan slappy, but I am a little – I'm not going to lie. I'm a little worried about this team, but I think Donovan Edwards has to have a Heisman-type year for Michigan to really be in the playoff race. Like, if we're talking Michigan actually doing anything, I think Donovan Edwards has to be at least in New York in December. And I don't think that's crazy to think. I don't understand why Michigan didn't do anything about the quarterback position because, yeah, I'm not sold on the quarterback. I guess the only hope we have is Michigan might arguably have the best defense in the country, and you guys were alluding to that. About how they might be like Iowa. I hope not, because that offense that Iowa has is atrocious.
Well Mike, let me help you out here. When it comes to that, the defense, I think Michigan's defense is elite, probably the two best defensive tackles in the nation. You know, you got Will Johnson, who may end up being a top 5 pick in the NFL draft. You have players on defense. It's a step better than Iowa, but not by a lot.
I guess another good thing that could help Michigan is, well, we could say Michigan arguably has the best tight end in the country,
yeah,
give or take. I mean, that'll help a quarterback out because you can do a lot of those, you know, medium to passes. But let's not act like Michigan also won a national championship without a great passing game, even with JJ, because, you know, everyone talks about Penn State game. They didn't even throw the ball once. But like you guys said, the offensive line, how is that even looking? Rico, was that talked about at all? What the offensive line's looking like, because you're talking about they replaced every single starter. So what are we seeing on that front?
The good news, and we did talk about this, the good news for you, Mike, the offensive line is played together because they were all second teamers. So they practice all throughout the season playing next to each other, except for the one tackle who lost his starting job and got bumped down to second team, but now he's gained the starting job back because it's his time. But yes, it is all new offensive line.
Let me just say this too, right? And look, I've learned over 20 years of doing this, you have to laugh, because like if I said the same things that Michigan fans say and I said it about State, I'd be Kermit the Frog. Donovan Edwards' regular season, 109 carries for 382 yards. That's 3.5 yards a carry behind an elite offensive line. And yes, he was dinged up. That's part of his story. It's why he's never rushed for 900 yards. It's why he's never been a starting running back. If I said that a guy with 382 yards last season had to be in New York and all, you could absolutely see that.
Calling for Nate Carter to make it to New York?
I'd be laughed out of the room. If I said Nate Carter's decent and is not a horrible human being, Michigan fans have a problem with me. I just laugh at stuff like that. But, you know.
But Mike, every Michigan fan, Donovan is the national championship hero. You won that game off of his legs.
No, you won that game off Penix owing the mafia money. Let's go to...
Allegedly.
I'm kidding. You won the game. You got a really good defense. You were able to lean on the running game. Donovan had a couple of touchdown runs where no one touched him.
Early.
Yeah.
Early. So, that's the lasting impression that Michigan fans have.
That defense rattled Penix so badly. It was such a...
The interception right at the beginning of the second half ended the game.
Yeah, their defense was awesome. Antoine, 97-1. What's up, Antoine?
It's crazy. What's up, fellas? It's crazy. So we got guys saying that, again, Donovan Edwards has to be in New York for the Heisman. With a brand-new offensive line across the board, when he only averaged 3.5 with an offensive line that was veteran, that had been around, and that was a part of a national championship team. Donovan Edwards is going to do this with a quarterback that's Orgy or this other guy against loaded boxes, teams that are going to shut down the run or want to shut down the run. Come on, man. Let's use common sense here. We fell in love with what we saw last year, but it's going to be the complete opposite. I got the floor at 6, and let me say why. First and foremost, if it's Alex Orgy, this Kirk Campbell offensive coordinator, he doesn't have a history of running read option offenses and scoring points like that and that demeanor. That's not how they're cut. We keep saying, well, Iowa. Iowa is, unfortunately, they're used to playing and calling games that way. They go into seasons knowing that, you know what, we're gonna punt a lot. We're going to play a certain way. That it's almost ingrained in their culture to play that way and win that way. You can't turn that switch on and off. It doesn't work that way, guys. Listen, Sherrone Moore, I know he went undefeated as a head coach last year. Different set of situations, doesn't have Harbaugh to reach out to as effectively as he probably did last year. There's just too many variables. You lost one of the greatest running backs in the history of your program. You lost a quarterback that went in the first round. When was the last time Michigan had a quarterback that went in the first round? You do have an amazing defense, but guys, Oregon's a guaranteed loss. Texas is a guaranteed loss. Ohio State is a guaranteed loss. And then they still have to figure out a way to jail and win these games under all of these other circumstances. I'm sorry. I don't see it. It's a 6-win season. It's not the end of the world. They better build upon it. They better get a quarterback and spend some NIL money, because Alex Orgy and Tuttle and all of this other crap ain't going to get it done.
It is surprising what you just said. Is for a defending national champion to go into the season, and my options are a 30-year-old from Home Depot, a guy who can't throw a forward pass, and a former walk-on. That doesn't add up to me, Antoine.
No, well, obviously the transition with the Harbaugh leaving and then Sherrone Moore and then this and that, and obviously they had a disconnect and they didn't prioritize it. But at the end of the day, it's going to be to the demise. Listen, if Alex Orgy is the quarterback, he's running the ball 15, 18 times a game, and he gets nicked up, which is extremely possible. What are you working with? At Michigan, yeah, Michigan State, you got Illinois. These teams want to beat you. These teams, this is their season.
Allow my guys in green to learn how to score before we talk about beating you. We have to score a singular point first.
Mike, did Oregon State score points last year? I'm just asking you.
We don't have Damian Martinez. And Antoine, I'm very fragile right now.
I'm very fragile right now, Antoine.
He can't say good things about State if he wanted to.
Just give me time.
I know. Hey, look. I've been listening long enough. I know his angles, but at the end of the day, he feels a little bit better about the situation than he's going to allow it to himself.
Well, Antoine, trust me. Until I get the phone call, what is wrong with this team?
At least I know Jonathan Smith won't have his Brijol hanging out of his pants.
Yeah, we're a little bit better off.
Let's hope so.
Wait a minute. They're running out of the tunnel. What?
Where's his pants?
248-539-9797. As it pertains to Michigan State football and college football in general, I need to learn to love again. I can't help you.
I know, Mike. And I'm here for you.
The conversation when it comes to U of M. We haven't earned it.
Oh, you haven't heard me say anything.
No. I'm just saying, like, the ticket texters will hear something totally different through their transistor radio.
I was about to say, no. Unless all of a sudden they tank, and now I'm allowed to reopen this. But as of now, I don't expect anything.
First college football game coming up Saturday at noon, Florida State, Georgia Tech. It'll kind of wet the whistle a little bit, and then it starts in earnest next Thursday. The full slate, and Michigan is part of ESPN's coverage today, good and bad. But we were asking the question. Rico's Five Star Zone comes out later today, wherever you get your podcasts, and talk Tony Garcia of the Free Press. The common belief is it's going to be Alex Orji or Davis Warren, a former walk-on. Those are your quarterbacks. What is the floor for Michigan football? David, I thought, was a little negative at 7 because I said 8. I think they're 8 or 9. They're just somewhere right there. The defense, they can lean on it. Big Ten still sucks. You can add more teams, but it still sucks. And I only see 3 games I look at and go, probably a loss. But David and Rico are at 7. I'm at 8. We've had a couple of callers call in at 6. David, what do the ticket texters have to say?
If Orji is good, then they can go 11-1. If he's bad, likely 8-4.
Just explain the 11-1 to me, so I can understand what planet you're on.
I don't quite understand that either. The floor for
11-1 means he's the best, read option quarterback almost
in a
ever.
System where they don't really run read option, and even when JJ attempted it, would never pull the football and go. You didn't hire some big offensive coordinator who specializes
right.
in this.
You're basically thinking that Orji is going to be the second coming of Denard Robinson. On the field, Denard.
Okay. You know he didn't tie his shoes?
I didn't know that. You know what? Why don't you? They probably should have called him something like Shoelace.
Stafford grew up with Clayton Kershaw. All right, go ahead.
Didn't Izzo know somebody at Northern Michigan? Mooch!
That's right. You know Chris Allen's parents grew up on the same street as Magic Johnson. Kenny, we love all these prepackaged bits. I'm kidding. We hate them.
You know, Stafford and Kershaw grew up together.
Yeah, okay. Ian, 97.
Hey, did you know Charlie Bell's mother's first name was Bill? Yes, her name was Bill Bill.
I'm going to Ian, 97.1. Ian, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. First of all, Michael, can you do me a favor? Can you go a little easy on Jeremy Otto? At least he did not say big and beefy. He just used the word beefy. Thank you.
Noted.
Second of all, guys, when the schedule came out, I didn't care who was quarterback at U of M. They were going to win 8 games. This is going to be a down year for them. It's so hard to get back to the mountaintop as a national champion in general. And they got some games, and Rico hit it on the head, and so did David. You got Oregon, and Big Ten teams travel west, and you got to go real far west now to play Washington. And now you got USC coming to town. You got, I think, honestly, I hate to say it, David, they're not beating Ohio State this year. And, there's that one game that they go play against, let's say, like an Illinois or someone, and they miss by a field goal or something crazy. This is going to be a really weird year for a lot of us, and I'm just thankful we got a championship because we ain't going to see one for a real long time, and there's no college football playoff this year.
David's clapping. He approves it.
I agree with you, and water's wet. I know they're going to lose to Ohio State this year.
You know what the line is, Ian? On the game of the year line for that right now, OSU's laying 11.
What? Why?
Just telling you.
OSU is an 11-point favorite against Michigan.
I guess because it's the home game for them. And I think Michigan's only won at the Columbus one time in the last couple decades.
I'm just having fun with Ian. And again, I wouldn't advise ever betting a game 4 months prior. Too much can happen.
I'm surprised it's not two touchdowns.
Give it time. I mean, if your quarterbacks can't throw a forward pass, Ian, give it time. It could happen.
Hey, guess you know who was in Jack Tuttle's incoming class coming out of high school?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
The number one quarterback in that class was Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, my God. Guy's already on a second contract in the NFL.
Number two quarterback, by the way, was Justin Fields.
David, let me ask you a question because you're a Michigan guy.
Yes.
You brought up Ohio State. Now, you get in a weird spot, and I know he can't lose to Michigan again, right?
Correct.
But if we look at the trajectory of the Ohio State program, certainly this team is not as good as 2019 when he took over. Right?
Correct.
All right. This team is not as good as where they were 3 years ago.
Correct.
If you started charting these Ohio State teams, are we sure Ryan Day isn't the problem? No, I'm being serious because here's what they don't do anymore. The minute Ohio State stopped recruiting, difference makers in the front seven, is when Michigan turned the table on them. Forget about the cheating and let's just go with physicality. Being able to line up and bully Ohio State. And what does Ohio State not have again? They don't have difference makers up front.
You're right.
Yeah, Ohio State used to put offensive linemen in the league every year.
And D linemen.
Yeah, the Bosa brothers. Like you always just knew
where's
Chase
the Bosa
Young.
Where's the Chase Young? Where's the difference makers up front?
Yeah, because now, Zach Harrison was supposed to be that next guy. And
so
he was
what's the other numbnuts? Tulioli.
Yes.
Bop-a-doop-bop.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, all these guys. Where are the linebackers?
He's actually pretty good.
Yeah, but he's not.
He's not a Bosa. He's not a difference maker.
No, I think it's because he has to do everything. You're right. It's a void of. I think Ohio State fell into the whole, hey, come to Ohio State and be a wide receiver. And we just have a ton of wide receivers in the league, and you got all these specialty players, but you can't grind it out.
And their O-line? Listen, Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant should have a field day. That OSU O-line, they are not physical. They're not tough. They're not able to get the tough yards. They're woeful in third and fourth and short. These are not opinions. These are facts. Like, I said it. Like, we're not doing a Buckeye pod, but I know Michigan fans care. I think this is Oregon's conference to win. I don't think OSU is a conference championship level team. And you get Will Howard, their quarterback. You want to talk about Michigan not going to the portal and doing impactful stuff? Will Howard was going to lose his job at Kansas State to Avery Johnson.
Yeah, but you can't really look.
What do you mean I can't say it?
I mean, you can, Mike, but it's not like, okay, because you're about to lose your job, you can't go someplace else and flourish. And yes.
You can. I'm saying Avery Johnson is like Alex Orji. He can't throw a forward pass, but he's a great runner. Look, if you spun a wheel and said to me, Mike, here are 10 portal quarterbacks, and you spun the wheel and it came up Will Howard, I'd go, we lost that
Everyone
lottery.
Was expecting Cam Ward to go there.
Right.
But that did not
happen. How about Dylan Gabriel?
There but I'm just go. Saying it's one of those things that look at Justin Fields. He left Georgia. It worked out for him. Probably wasn't going to be the starting QB. And I know this is a unicorn, but Joe Burrow was not going to get the job at Ohio State.
I've heard that.
And he left. And the rest was history.
He played at Ohio State? Wow, didn't know that.
Okay, then. Let's go to Hunter, 97.1. Hi, Hunter. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike. What's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
So, I'm a diehard Michigan fan. I love Michigan, right? But I'm too concerned about the quarterbacks. With Orji, I see Joe Milton all over again. The other two have been in college for years, and they haven't done anything. And maybe I'm the odd guy out with this one, but if you know this is kind of going to be a rebuilding year. As much as this sounds stupid, maybe put Jaden Davis out there and see what you got now. This is the year to do it.
Well, okay, go ahead. Hunter, you first, please.
Hunter, here's the thing. I don't think that Michigan would ever just say, we're going to punt this year. Because that's what you're doing. I don't think the fan base is ready for that. And I don't think the coaching staff is ready for that. Hunter, I understand where you're coming from. And I'm not saying it doesn't make sense, but that means you have to swallow your pride and say, we're not going to be good. And that's just not the Michigan way.
Well, that's what I would do. I would be okay with that because you need to see what you have now with this kid. He was a four-star recruit. He was a highly recruited kid. You know, see what you have.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to get yelled at by all the recruiting nerds. Didn't this kid's stock fall off a cliff his senior year? Wasn't at one point he was a five-star kid and he basically just, you know, kept getting popped lower and lower and lower?
Yeah. If I remember correctly, he did not have a good Elite 11 session, and that kind of showed all
that
the flaws.
That is what dropped him. But with his senior year, he was good, but his ranking dropped, and he didn't perform as well as he could have. But you need to see what you have at quarterback for the future, because he's supposed to be your guy in a couple
of years. Problem is, if you throw the kid out there behind a brand-new offensive line, you don't have weapons. I mean, Loveland is excellent, but you lost three of your top four receivers. I think you need somebody who's played before. I do. You can do it. You might wreck the kid. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. And if he's not what you thought, look, right now, you don't think Boise State fans have some buyer's remorse. I mean, whatever they paid Malachi Nelson, he was the number one overall recruit in America. He goes to USC. He's supposed to be the next behind Caleb Williams. He couldn't beat out this Miller Moss kid. He leaves USC to go to Boise State. He doesn't win that job. He's now the backup behind, what is it, Madsen Maddox or whatever his name is. The kid's 4 feet tall. He's like white Gary Coleman. So at what point does your stock in high school not matter? Like, if you're Jaden Davis, if you can't beat out Davis Warren or Alex.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com. First college football game coming up Saturday at noon, Florida State, Georgia Tech. It'll kind of wet the whistle a little bit, and then it starts in earnest next Thursday, the full slate. And Michigan is part of ESPN's coverage today, good and bad. But we were asking the question. Rico's five-star zone comes out later today, wherever you get your podcasts, and talk Tony Garcia of the Free Press. The common belief is it's going to be Alex Orji or Davis Warren, a former walk-on. Those are your quarterbacks. What is the floor for Michigan football? David, I thought, was a little negative at 7, because I said 8. I think they're 8 or 9. They're just somewhere right there. The defense, they can lean on it. Big Ten still sucks. You can add more teams, but it still sucks. And I only see 3 games I look at and go, probably a loss. But David and Rico are at 7. I'm at 8. We've had a couple of callers calling at 6. David, what do the ticket texters have to say?
If Orji is good, then they can go 11-1. If he's bad, likely 8-4.
Just explain the 11-1 to me, so I can understand what planet you're on.
I don't quite understand that either. The floor for
11-1 means he's the best, read option quarterback almost
in a system where they don't really run read option. And even when JJ attempted it, would never pull the football and go. You didn't hire some big offensive coordinator who specializes right. in this.
You're basically thinking that Orji is going to be the second coming of Denard Robinson. On the field, Denard.
Okay. Do you know he didn't tie his shoes?
I didn't know that. You know what? Why don't you? They probably should have called him something like Shoelace.
Stafford grew up with Clayton Kershaw. All right, go ahead.
Didn't Izzo know somebody at Northern Michigan? Mooch!
That's right. You know, Chris Allen's parents grew up on the same street as Magic Johnson.
Oh.
Kenny, we love all these prepackaged bits. I'm kidding. We hate them.
You know, Stafford and Kershaw grew up together.
Yeah, okay. Ian, 97.
Hey, did you know Charlie Bell's mother's first name was Bill? Yes, her name was Bill Bill.
I'm going to Ian, 97.1. Ian, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. First of all, Michael, can you do me a favor? Can you go a little easy on Jeremy Otto? At least he did not say big and beefy. He just used the word beefy. Thank you.
Noted.
Second of all, guys, when the schedule came out, I didn't care who was quarterback at U of M. They were going to win 8 games. This is going to be a down year for them. It's so hard to get back to the mountaintop as a national champion in general. And they got some games, and Rico hit it on the head, and so did David. You got Oregon, and Big Ten teams travel west, and you got to go real far west now to play Washington. And now you got USC coming to town. You got, I think, honestly, I hate to say it, David, they're not beating Ohio State this year. And, you know, there's that one game that they go play against, let's say, like an Illinois or someone, and they miss by a field goal or something crazy. This is going to be a really weird year for a lot of us, and I'm just thankful we got a championship because we ain't going to see one for a real long time, and there's no college football playoff this year.
David's clapping. He is.
No, he approves it. I agree with you, and water's wet. I know they're going to lose to Ohio State this year.
You know what the line is, Ian, on the game of the year line for that right now? OSU's laying 11.
What? Why?
Just telling you. OSU's an 11-point favorite against Michigan.
I guess it's because it's a home game for them. And I think Michigan's only won at the Columbus one time in the last couple decades.
I'm just having fun with Ian. And again, I wouldn't advise ever betting a game 4 months prior. Too much can happen.
I'm surprised it's not 2 touchdowns.
Give it time. I mean, if your quarterbacks can't throw a forward pass, Ian, give it time. It could happen.
Hey, guess you know who was in Jack Tuttle's incoming class coming out of high school?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
The number one quarterback in that class was Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, my God. The guy's already on a second contract in the NFL.
Number two quarterback, by the way, was Justin Fields.
David, let me ask you a question because you're a Michigan guy.
Yes.
And you brought up Ohio State. Now, you get in a weird spot, and I know he can't lose to Michigan again, right?
Correct.
But if we look at the trajectory of the Ohio State program, certainly this team is not as good as 2019 when he took over, right?
Correct.
All right. This team is not as good as where they were 3 years ago.
Correct.
If you started charting these Ohio State teams, are we sure Ryan Day isn't the problem? No, I'm being serious because here's what they don't do anymore. The minute Ohio State stopped recruiting, difference makers in the front seven, is when Michigan turned the table on them. Forget about the cheating and let's just go with physicality. Being able to line up and bully Ohio State. And what does Ohio State not have again? They don't have difference makers up front.
You're right.
Yeah, Ohio State used to put offensive linemen in the league every year.
And D linemen.
Yeah, the Bosa brothers. Like you always just knew
where's
Chase
the Bosa
Young.
Where's the Chase Young? Where's the difference makers up front?
Yeah, because Zach Harrison was supposed to be that next guy. And
so
he was
what's the other numbnuts? Bapadupa.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, all these guys. Where are the linebackers?
He's actually pretty good.
Yeah, but he's not.
He's not a Bosa. He's not a difference maker.
No, I think it's because he has to do everything. You're right. It's a void of. I think Ohio State fell into the whole, hey, come to Ohio State and be a wide receiver. And we just have a ton of wide receivers in the league. And you got all these, you know, specialty players, but you can't grind it out.
And their O-line? Listen, Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant should have a field day. That OSU O-line, they are not physical. They're not tough. They're not able to get the tough yards. They're woeful in third and fourth and short. These are not opinions. These are facts. Like, I said it. Like, we're not doing a Buckeye pod, but I know Michigan fans care. I think this is Oregon's conference to win. I don't think OSU is a conference championship level team. And you get Will Howard, their quarterback. You want to talk about Michigan not going to the portal and doing impactful stuff? Will Howard is going to lose his job at Kansas State to Avery Johnson.
Yeah, but you can't really look.
What do you mean I can't say it?
I mean, you can, Mike, but it's not like, okay, because you're about to lose your job, you can't go someplace else and flourish. And yes.
You can. I'm saying Avery Johnson is like Alex Orji. He can't throw a forward pass, but he's a great runner. Look, if you spun a wheel and said to me, Mike, here are 10 portal quarterbacks, and you spun the wheel and it came up Will Howard, I'd go, uh-oh, we lost that
Everyone
lottery.
Was expecting Cam Ward to go there.
Right.
But that did not
happen. How about Dylan Gabriel?
There but I'm just go. Saying it's one of those things that, look at Justin Fields. He left Georgia. It worked out for him. Probably wasn't going to be the starting QB. And I know this is a unicorn, but Joe Burrow was not going to get the job at Ohio State.
I've heard that.
And he left. And the rest was history.
He played at Ohio State. Wow, didn't know that. Okay, then let's go to Hunter 97.1. Hi, Hunter. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike. What's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
So I'm a diehard Michigan fan. I love Michigan, right? But I'm too concerned about the quarterbacks. With Orji, I see Joe Milton all over again. The other two have been in college for years, and they haven't done anything. And maybe I'm the odd guy out with this one, but if you know this is kind of going to be a rebuilding year. As much as this sounds stupid, maybe put Jaden Davis out there and see what you got now. This is the year to do it.
Well, okay, go ahead. Hunter, you first, please.
Hunter, here's the thing. I don't think that Michigan would ever just say, we're going to punt this year, because that's what you're doing. I don't think the fan base is ready for that. And I don't think the coaching staff is ready for that. Hunter, I understand where you're coming from. And I'm not saying it doesn't make sense, but that means you have to swallow your pride and say, we're not going to be good. And that's just not the Michigan way.
Well, that's what I would do. I would be okay with that, because you need to see what you have now with this kid. He was a 4-star recruit. He was a highly recruited kid. You know, see what you have.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to get yelled at by all the recruiting nerds. Didn't this kid's stock fall off a cliff his senior year? Wasn't at one point he was a 5-star kid and he basically just, you know, kept getting popped lower and lower and lower?
Yeah. If I remember correctly, he did not have a good Elite 11 session, and that kind of showed all the flaws.
That is what dropped him. But with his senior year, he was good. But his ranking dropped, and he didn't perform as well as he could have. But you need to see what you have at quarterback for the future, because he's supposed to be your guy in a couple
years. The problem is, if you throw the kid out there behind a brand-new offensive line, you don't have weapons. I mean, Loveland is excellent, but you lost three of your top four receivers. I think you need somebody who's played before. I do. You can do it. You might wreck the kid. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. And if he's not what you thought he – like, look, right now – you don't think Boise State fans have some buyer's remorse? I mean, whatever they paid Malachi Nelson, he was the number one overall recruit in America. He goes to USC. He's supposed to be the next behind Caleb Williams. He couldn't beat out this Miller Moss kid. He leaves USC to go to Boise State. He doesn't win that job. He's now the backup behind, what is it, Madsen Maddox or whatever his name is. The kid's 4 feet tall. He's like white Gary Coleman. So at what point does your stock in high school not matter? Like, if you're Jaden Davis, if you can't beat out Davis Warren or Alex Orji, that makes me question some things. But I also think I don't want to ruin the kid. You put him out there, he'll get killed. I don't know, whatever. I don't have a football team. Leave me alone. All right, let's turn our attention to the National Football League. Last I checked, David's team still doesn't have a quarterback. Music, please.
You all right, Mike? My team still does not have a quarterback.
I'm worried about you, David.
We are going to talk quarterbacks here. We had so much fun with the head-to-head betting matchups for receivers and receiving yards. We're going to do quarterbacks today.
Okay.
So we're going to do some passing yards, some touchdowns. I'll let you know. Let's start with passing yards, head-to-head matchup. Dak Prescott and C.J. Stroud, -110 for both.
Wow. Look, I'm very negative about the Cowboys this year, so this is probably as much about that It's less to do with Dak, more to do with the surroundings. CD wants his deal. They don't have a true secondary receiver. Brandon Cooks is Rico's age and has all kinds of injuries. No running game. O-line is degraded. Everything about Houston I love. Everything's on the upswing. Mm-hmm. All the receivers are young and getting better. I'll go CJ Stroud.
So for everything that Mike said, it's the same reason why I'm going to say the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott. Why? Because I think that they will get the contract done with CeeDee Lamb. He's going to want to prove, I am him. I am that guy. Throw me the ball. The running game is not that great, so I'm your best option. Keep throwing me the ball. We'll keep winning games, and we'll go out and win the NFC East. So give me Dak.
Next head-to-head matchup for passing yards. Jared Goff at minus 120. Matthew Stafford, minus 105.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Goff.
You're pulling on the heartstrings of Lions fans.
I'm going to go
the
Goff.
The X or the current?
Yeah, look, he threw 4,500 yards last year. Offense is rock solid. I'll go Goff.
Really?
See, what did I stutter?
No, I'm just you're so mean today, man.
Beefy, as Jeremy Otto would say.
I would go Stafford because I think that he's probably going to throw the ball a lot more. I think that the Lions, as much as Goff and these receivers and everything, they want to still turn around and hand the ball off to Montgomery and Gibbs and just kind of control the game, control the clock. So I'm going to go with Stafford.
Let's move over to passing touchdowns. Jaden Daniels and Anthony Richardson at minus 110.
And does this include rushing?
No, this is just passing touchdowns. That's why you said
passing.
I'm sorry. I'm beefy too. Beefy, beefy. This is tough. I'll go AR-15. They got a better O-line, second year. Daniel's going to be running for his life. That O-line sucks in Washington.
Yeah, this one we'll agree upon only because of the second year. Jaden Daniels looks great in preseason, but it's vanilla defenses that he's going up against. He hasn't seen the blitz packaging in the NFL, so I think that's when he's going to come back down to earth. So give me AR-15.
Let's go back to the matchup here, but this one's for touchdowns. We did the passing yards for them. Now touchdowns.
Okay.
Dak and C.J. Stroud, minus 110.
Stroud. I'm Pac committed. I can't help it. Rico's going to go Dak. I'm going C.J.
Passing touchdowns. I'm actually going to say C.J. for this because I think that he will throw the ball in there. I think that the Cowboys will move the ball a lot, but I think in the end they're going to end up getting it to the 3-2 yard line and running the ball in. It's going to take away from Dak's passing to that touchdowns.
Let's go to this matchup. There's a little bit of a difference here. I don't know why it's this way though, but Brock Purdy and Joe Burrow. Purdy is at minus 120 and Burrow's at minus 105.
For passing yards?
This is touchdowns.
Touchdowns. Wow. Burrow revenge tour. Purdy's a rat. Can't bet on a quarterback who doesn't have opposable thumbs.
I'm going to go Purdy.
Yeah, I bet you would. Beefy.
Yeah. Passing touchdowns, David. Purdy because a lot of his will come just dumping the ball off to Christian McCaffrey, and he's going to run it in.
That's so cheap.
It counts, right? It counts as a score, right?
It does.
You know your quarterbacks are allowed to pay. Hey, David, if you just sign Brandon Ayuk, all your troubles will be over. But you're being cheap. That's what you're being.
Staying in San Francisco. Caleb Williams.
You're being cheap.
Caleb Williams and Jalen Hurts. Now, this one's Caleb Williams is at minus 125. Hurts is at plus 100.
Caleb. I think it's all of this will be on Caleb Williams. They have arguably the best wide receiver room, 1-2-3 in the league. If you think about DJ Moore and Rico's guy, Roma Dunze, and Keenan Allen, you can add Komet and Swift to the deal. Hurts has the ability to do that stupid little rugby play at the goal line.
Yeah.
And they still want to pound the rock with Saquon. I'll say Caleb.
But see, I think a lot of the passes could kind of what I just said about Brock Purdy throwing the ball. He could throw the ball to Saquon. And I think this year is going to be personal for Jalen Hurts, where he wants to show, I didn't fall off. I didn't die. I'm still here. Hey, I'm the NFL's guide to light the torch in the LA Olympics. So, you know, don't forget about me.
Tua versus Jared Goff. This is passing touchdowns, minus 110.
Wow, that one's tough. I'll still go Goff. I'm still going to go Goff, and part of it is the durability. There's still a real shot.
You know what? That's fair.
The wind blows and Tua is out for three
games. No, that's Mike, you may have swayed my mind because I was just thinking, but the Lions, going back to what I said before, they want to run the ball. Yes, they have LaPorta and they have Amon-Ra and they have all of that stuff. But if you got Dan Campbell and you hooked him up to a lie detector, he would say, if we could run the ball for 300 yards a game, I will take that. But you're right, Tua can't stay healthy, so I'm going to go Goff.
And then I'll close it out with this one. Because of what you said with Caleb Williams, I decided to look this one up real quick. This is receiving touchdowns for receivers here. Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen.
I think it's going to be Rome Odunze. I think that's going to become his guy. I know what Mike's about to say, but I don't care.
I didn't say anything.
I could hear your thoughts. Beefy. Yeah, I think that's going to become his connection. That's going to become his go-to receiver.
I was going to say the same thing. I don't know what happened here. Rome is a contested.
You're going to be a problem.
You're a real, real problem. No, Rome is a contested catch guy. Distinctly different than DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. Keenan is the wise old veteran. He can get open in little spaces. But when Caleb's out of the pocket, off platform, and he's got a sideline 50-50, that's Rome's deal. So am I allowed to say Rome, even though he pre-slandered me before I was going to agree with him?
You are allowed to say Rome.
I don't know. I'll tell you. What about Dan Jones or a fire hydrant?
Let's go with a fire hydrant. And that is your beefy.
No Malik Nabers?
In football today.
All right, let's turn our attention to the National Football League. Last I checked, David's team still doesn't have a quarterback. Music, please.
You all right, Mike? My team still does not have a quarterback.
But I'm worried about you, David.
We are going to talk quarterbacks here. We had so much fun with the head-to-head betting matchups for receivers and receiving yards. We're going to do quarterbacks today.
Okay.
So we're going to do some passing yards, some touchdowns. I'll let you know. Let's start with passing yards, head-to-head matchup. Dak Prescott and C.J. Stroud. -110 for both.
Wow. Look, I'm very negative about the Cowboys this year, so this is probably as much about that. It's less to do with Dak, more to do with the surroundings. CD wants his deal. They don't have a true secondary receiver. Brandon Cooks is Rico's age and has all kinds of injuries. No running game. O-line is degraded. Everything about Houston I love. Everything's on the upswing. Mm-hmm. All the receivers are young and getting better. I'll go CJ Stroud.
So for everything that Mike said, it's the same reason why I'm going to say the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott. Why? Because I think that they will get the contract done with CeeDee Lamb. He's going to want to prove, I am him. I am that guy. Throw me the ball. The running game is not that great, so I'm your best option. Keep throwing me the ball. We'll keep winning games, and we'll go out and win the NFC East. So give me Dak.
Next head-to-head matchup for passing yards, Jared Goff at -120. Matthew Stafford, -105.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Goff.
You're pulling on the heartstrings of Lions fans.
I'm going to go
the
Goff.
The X of the current.
Yeah, look, he threw 4,500 yards last year. Offense is rock solid. I'll go Goff.
Really?
See, what did I stutter?
No, I'm just you're so mean today, man.
Beefy, as Jeremy Otto would say.
I would go Stafford because I think that he's probably going to throw the ball a lot more. I think that the Lions, as much as Goff and these receivers and everything, they want to still turn around and hand the ball off to Montgomery and Gibbs and just kind of control the game, control the clock. So I'm going to go with Stafford.
Let's move over to passing touchdowns. Jaden Daniels and Anthony Richardson at -110.
And does this include rushing?
No, this is just passing touchdowns.
That's why he said passing.
I'm sorry.
I'm beefy too.
Beefy. This is tough. I'll go AR-15. They got a better O-line, second year. Daniel's going to be running for his life. That O-line sucks in Washington.
Yeah, this one we'll agree upon only because of the second year. Jaden Daniels looks great in preseason, but it's vanilla defenses that he's going up against. He hasn't seen the blitz packaging in the NFL, so I think that's when he's going to come back down to earth. So give me AR-15.
Let's go back to the matchup here, but this one's for touchdowns. We did the passing yards for them, now touchdowns.
Okay.
Dak and C.J. Stroud, -110.
Stroud. I'm Pac committed. I can't help it. Rico's going to go Dak. I'm going CJ.
Passing touchdowns. No, I'm actually going to say CJ for this because I think that he will throw the ball in there. I think that the Cowboys will move the ball a lot, but I think in the end they're going to end up getting it to the 3-2 yard line and running the ball in. It's going to take away from Dak's passing to that touchdowns.
Let's go to this matchup. There's a little bit of a difference here. I don't know why it's this way though, but Brock Purdy and Joe Burrow. Purdy is at -120 and Burrow's at -105.
For passing yards?
This is touchdowns.
Touchdowns. Wow. Burrow revenge tour. Purdy's a rat. Can't bet on a quarterback who doesn't have opposable thumbs.
I'm going to go Purdy.
Yeah, I bet you would. Beefy.
Yeah. Passing touchdowns, David. Purdy, because a lot of his will come just dumping the ball off to Christian McCaffrey, and he's going to run it in.
That's so cheap.
It counts, right? It counts as a score, right?
It does.
You know your quarterbacks are allowed to pay. Hey, David, if you just sign Brandon Ayuk, all your troubles will be over. But you're being cheap. Is what you're being.
Staying in San Francisco. Caleb Williams.
You're being cheap.
Caleb Williams and Jalen Hurts. Now, this one's Caleb Williams is at -125. Hurts is at +100.
Caleb. I think it's all of this will be on Caleb Williams. They have arguably the best wide receiver room, 1, 2, 3 in the league. If you think about DJ Moore and Rico's guy, Roma Dunze, and Keenan Allen, you can add Kmet and Swift to the deal. Hurts has the ability to do that stupid little rugby play at the goal line.
Yeah.
And they still want to pound the rock with Saquon. I'll say Caleb.
But see, I think a lot of the passes could kind of what I just said about Brock Purdy throwing the ball. He could throw the ball to Saquon. And I think this year is going to be personal for Jalen Hurts, where he wants to show, I didn't fall off. I didn't die. I'm still here. Hey, I'm the NFL's guide to light the torch in the LA Olympics. So, you know, don't forget about me.
Tua versus Jared Goff. This is passing touchdowns, -110.
Wow, that one's tough. I'll still go Goff. I'm still going to go Goff, and really? Part of it is the durability. There's still a real shot.
You know what? That's fair.
The wind blows, and Tua's out for three
games. No, that's Mike, you may have swayed my mind because I was just thinking, but the Lions, going back to what I said before, they want to run the ball. Yes, they have LaPorta, and they have Amon-Ra, and they have all of that stuff. But if you got Dan Campbell and you hooked him up to a lie detector, he would say, if we could run the ball for 300 yards a game, I will take that. But you're right, Tua can't stay healthy, so I'm going to go Goff.
And then I'll close it out with this one. Because of what you said with Caleb Williams, I decided to look this one up real quick. This is receiving touchdowns for receivers here. Roma Dunze, Keenan Allen.
I think it's going to be Roma Dunze. I think that's going to become his guy. I know what Mike's about to say, but I don't care.
I didn't say anything.
I could hear your thoughts. Beefy. Yeah, I think that's going to become his connection. That's going to become his go-to receiver.
I was going to say the same thing. I don't know what happened here. Rome is a contested.
You're going to be a problem.
You're a real, real problem. No, Rome is a contested catch guy. Distinctly different than DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. Keenan is the wise old veteran. He can get open in little spaces. But when Caleb's out of the pocket, off platform, and he's got a sideline 50-50, that's Rome's deal. So am I allowed to say Rome, even though he pre-slandered me before I was going to agree with him?
You are allowed to say Rome.
I don't know. I'll tell you. What about Dan Jones or a fire hydrant?
Let's go with a fire hydrant. And that is your beefy.
No Malik Nabers?
In football today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
A great workout deserves a great reward. Treat yourself right with new coconut smoothie bowls made with fresh fruit, Purely Elizabeth granola, and now creamy coconut. You earned it. Grab a treat you can feel good about only at Smoothie King.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.